Hi, my name is Martha Johnson. I'm a senior this year at Petersburg High School, and today is our Community Giving Back Day. And so there's a whole lot of different stations that you can choose from gift wrapping to watching kids to mosaics. And in here, we are painting the stalls of our bathrooms to try to inspire happiness and creativity and make girls feel good about themselves. We're also doing it in the guys' bathroom as well. And yeah, they're just supposed to be colorful and have designs and have sayings that inspire us as we go to
You've
the
got some good sayings here. What are a couple of them here?
So we have be your own kind of beautiful, real girls aren't perfect, perfect girls aren't real, and she believed she could, so she did.
And you've been working for a couple hours, or?
Yeah, since like 8:30.
I think this is the second year that students have done this kind of service work, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
What does it feel like? Is it better? It's better than going to class, right?
Yeah, definitely. It's a really good way to kind of end the school week as we go into Christmas break, and it's also just a really good time to give back to the community and do things for everybody here and have everyone appreciate us.
Underneath us,
Okay.
down in Jim Engel's room, there's a cookie making group, and there's a PFI mosaic group.
Okay.
They're making a mosaic for PFI,
And
which is actually Ashley Laura's project, but she's doing babysitting, so she has another group.
gotcha. And there's also students
And
wrapping down
there's
below.
students wrapping down below. They're waiting for somebody to come.
Okay.
I'm sending my husband over with the presents as soon as possible, so we don't have to. Let's see.
Hi, my name is Clarissa. I am an exchange student from South Africa, and I'm a senior in Petersburg High School.
Can you tell me what's going on here in this room that we're in?
Right now, we're standing in the culinary kitchen at Petersburg High School, and we are making cookies and a whole bunch of like biscotti and different treats for businesses in town. And we're getting those ready to take out.
What's that been like? Hard work or fun?
It's been fun. It's been lots of fun connecting with everyone in the kitchens and getting to know everyone.
And you get to bring them around and give them to people afterwards.
Yes.
Okay. This is your first year here, but this is the second year that this kind of thing has happened, I think.
Yes. Yeah. So basically, the school has different sessions for giving back to the community. There's like quilting, there's here baking cookies for different businesses, there's caroling, there's a whole bunch of other sessions that are going on at the same time. And we switch, each person does about three different sessions. And there's baking.
Hi, my name is Karen Newman, and I'm a freshman.
Okay, and you, what are you doing here?
I'm working on a mosaic, and I'm putting blue tile in.
And it is going to be of what?
I think it's a rockfish.
Okay. This is part of the service project?
Yeah, I was just working with the children's center with preschoolers, and I came over here around 10:30 to work on this.
What was it like with the preschoolers this morning?
They were all very loud, and I helped also with little children that were about 2 years old, and they ate cookies, and we made them, so that was very fun. And they were all very excited little children. Lots of Christmas songs.
My name is Julie Olson, and I'm in 10th grade.
Okay. And what are we doing? What are you doing here in this room down here?
Right now, we are making quilts for the veterans.
Okay, and you specifically, what are you working on? What's your job there?
Right now, I am sewing up some blocks for the quilt. I think that this is a really good idea for the school to have all the kids help out for the community because the community does so much to help out the children.
My name's Latham Johnson, and I am building quilts for Quilts of Valor, which is an organization that's around the nation for veterans.
Carol Candle, can I interview you all? Got the chance here, so would you talk a little bit about what's going on here and what kind of effort you've seen out of the kids today? And
the kids have done beautifully. They've been enthusiastic and just work really hard. They've been really concentrating on sewing their blocks. We are making 8 quilts of valor for local veterans, and hopefully we'll award them to the veterans this spring. We will be putting each person's name on the label that we put on the quilt to show the veteran who worked on it. And it's been fun to see. They're sewing faster than I expected they would be.
With these eight, I know you've been doing this for a number of years. Mm-hmm. How many quilts are already out there in the community?
At least 60.
Wow. Okay.
And we are going to be over 70. When these quilts are awarded, we'll be over 70.
Okay.
And we started in February of 2016.
Okay.
And it's been really the most rewarding thing about this is seeing the veterans' reactions. They have a hard time expressing how these quilts touch them. We have three veterans coming in around 1 o'clock to tell the kids about what the quilts mean to them, and they'll be showing them the quilts that they've received as well. So,
oh, very cool.
Yeah, it's been really neat. It's doesn't take a whole lot of motivation to want to do this because it's very rewarding.